So we've got a question for you here, Chris. So Daria wants to know, what's the best position to sleep in? She says she's heard that lying on your left side isn't good because that's the heart. Is this true? I mean, I can't sleep on my back or my tummy. I just can't. I have to sleep on one side or the other. So, yeah, am I doing
depends
a bad thing?
Depends who you are talking about. Because if you're talking about little babies, then there's one rule for them, which is there's been a very successful campaign in recent years called Back to Sleep, because very many studies have now shown beyond doubt that the risk of things like sudden infant death syndrome, which is otherwise known as cot death, terrible situation, that risk is lower in babies that are put to sleep on their backs. Once they get older and they can turn over and do all that kind of thing, it's different. But for very young babies, putting them on their back definitely is the best position to sleep in. It's associated with fewer bad outcomes. What about if you're pregnant and expecting a baby? Well, because you end up with this very large mass, especially towards the end of pregnancy, I fortunately haven't had to put up with this, but my poor wife has, you end up feeling a bit like an HGV driver in the what she dubbed the I just want it out phase now. It's a very big abdominal pressure, and big blood vessels have to run through your abdomen to carry blood from your legs and the lower part of your body back up towards your heart. The main blood vessel, the vena cava, runs on the right-hand side. Therefore, if you lie on your back, a lot of that mass in your abdomen is going to push backwards and squeeze down on your vena cava, and that's going to reduce the flow of blood back to your heart, which means that your legs are more likely to swell. It means your cardiac output's lower. So you advise, if you're pregnant, sleep on your left-hand side, because that transfers some of the load away from where the big blood vessels are, meaning the blood can get back to your heart more easily.
But now, what if I'm not pregnant and not a tiny baby?
Yep. So for your average punter, there have been a number of studies looking at this, actually. It depends whether or not you want to have vivid, weird dreams.
Oh, I get those anyway. I think it's the scotch.
It could be. Or the cheese. There's a study that was done about 10 years ago where they actually took, it was a small group of people, 63-odd people, and they asked them, what were your dreams all about? And they looked at how they slept. And what they found is that the people who slept on their backs had the most soothing night's sleep. The people who slept on their right-hand side tended to have the nicest dreams. The people who slept on their left-hand side tended to have the most nightmares. It was 40% versus 14%, but very small study. That said, a big study from China with thousands of people in it seemed to corroborate the effect. But then there's the question of, well, what is best for your health long-term? And there was a very good study in the Journal of Neuroscience last year. It was by Helen Benveniste, and she's a researcher at Stony Brook University in America. They were asking, well, what happens if we actually look at how the brain responds when you're asleep, and what's the role of sleep? When you go to sleep, your brain cleans itself out. You have an entity called the blood-brain barrier that cocoons your brain away from your blood, and it keeps the brain isolated chemically from the rest of your body during your waking hours. But what that means is that over the course of the day, lots of metabolites and rubbish builds up in the brain, which contributes to you feeling sleepy. So when you go to sleep, actually a system called the glymphatic system kicks in, and it flushes this stuff out of your brain, and that's why you feel refreshed after a good night's sleep.
You've had a good brainwashing.
Exactly. But the question is, in what position is that most effective? Now, we don't know in humans. They did their study in rats. Now, a rat that was on its front actually pulled some of their tracer molecules and showed the least good washout of these metabolites. Rats on their back, they had sort of intermediate levels of washout. The best position was on your side. This is done in rats. So you've got to be cautious. It's a rodent study, but it does appear to hold weight because rats have very similar brain anatomy to us, really. So it looks like to reduce your risk of build-up of muck in your brain, and that muck includes the muck that can cause Alzheimer's disease, sleep on your side. That's the argument. Marion.
But weren't you saying if you sleep on your left, you have nightmares? So you're nicely brainwashed.
Yes, you're nicely brainwashed. You're having nightmares. That's right. But remember, it was a small study and only 40% of the people had some disturbing dreams. The people who slept on the front in the Chinese study, they dreamt about UFOs and other bizarre stuff. So it could get even worse.
That's amazing. And of course, if you sleep on your back and you snore, you will just be poked all night. Shut up. So a lesson for us all.